Hello, I'm Casey Butler, and welcome to Healthy Living Around the World. I am on site at Center for Health in Bulgaria today, and with me is Rossi Erfurt. Welcome to the program, Rossi.
Thank you.
It's lovely to have you with us, and it's lovely to be here too, visiting this place. Obviously, this is a lifestyle center where we are at on location, and you have been working here, I understand, for quite a bit of time. Is that right?
Actually, the first time I came before this place opened, there was a short training, a summer training, and this is the first time when I found out about lifestyle medicine and all these different treatments.
Okay.
And later I did a longer course, and this is when they invited me to help also in the health center as part of the team.
Oh, good. So what kind of things do you do in your work here?
Yeah, well, one of the main things is massages, also helping with the hydrotherapies, teas, and juices, smoothies, all these kind of things.
Okay.
Sometimes a little bit with, health lectures, exercise, anything that's needed and that I can help with.
Okay, so quite a variety of different sort of treatment things with the lifestyle guests.
What I like about these places through the years, I really love the team I worked with, the doctor and the other people from the team, and they are really helping me develop in different areas I'm interested in, and I really like that.
That's good. You've got those chances to gain experience.
Yeah.
Mm. So can you share with me maybe how you've come to appreciate lifestyle health principles? Obviously, working in a lifestyle center, you would naturally be picking up some things and applying them in your own life.
Yeah.
Can you share with them maybe some of that?
Appreciation really came with application. As soon as I started applying it, seeing the benefits for myself, this is when I started getting excited about it and also sharing with others what these principles, these simple things have done in my life.
Okay.
Like exercise, whenever I have a lot of stress or many things to do, or even more mental work, for example, this has been the best. The more intense exercise I do, or like simple things like conscious showers, this is just so great for, it's giving me energy to manage better with what's coming, and just having experienced that, I can encourage also others. Just as soon as I apply something and see how it works,
then you begin to really appreciate it.
Right.
Very good. So is there one of those principles that is your favorite that you actually really like?
It's the one that I'm really struggling with. And I have to be on a regular basis I'm struggling, but like when I have stressful moments, this is when I know I need it. It's like my emergency pill.
Yes.
But what I really love is healthy cooking and wild edibles, smoothies and all these things.
Okay.
I love experimenting with foods and both with my husband, we are both interested in this area, and we just love cooking, baking and trying different tastes and just seeing and also showing others how healthy food can be also very tasty.
Yes, that's always good to hear. Yeah. To try.
Right. And there are just so many possibilities with these foods. It's just endless. Also, when you start adding the different wild edibles from the different areas, they have their own taste. And it's interesting to learn. We've been traveling a lot around Europe and learning about the different cultures, more specific way of eating. And it's been really interesting to learn and applying new things in our way of eating. And
so you said something about wild edibles. Is that greens or?
Yeah, that we pick from the, when we go to the forest or the fields.
Okay.
Like dandelion and stink nettles and some other.
Interesting. Yeah. So you just gather these from out in the forests and make smoothies or different cooking things with it.
Yeah, I love sometimes eating them just like that, or in salads, smoothies. We can eat. We have even made like little candies from these.
Oh, wow.
In combination with dates or honey. And I just love the combination of greens and like sweet or nuts or something like that, like in a smoothie. It's my energy drinks.
Interesting.
And what I appreciate about edibles, like for example, in my country, it's quite expensive to buy greens from the store.
Ah, yes.
And also the question comes, how do they grow these? Do they use some pesticides? Or you never know. So the best is, even if it's organic, there's still a question mark.
Yes, right.
Yeah, even though in European Union there are certain regulations we're still, you never know
what's being put on them
on the way to the store. Uh-huh. And so for me, the safest thing is I just go in a clean place in the nature where I know that it's clean and it has had enough sun. And the more I've been learning, they're really so dense in nutrients, and they're also free.
Yeah,
so it's just so exciting. Yeah, I love these, especially my steamed nettle smoothie. It's like people would drink coffee in the morning. For me, this is my energy drink. It's just so tasty. And I love.
Do you put fruit with it?
Yeah, well, sometimes banana. Banana, that's my favorite combination, but any other fruit will work. And I like to make it more like creamy, with less liquid.
Yes.
Yeah, but also with any milk, like I love to make tahini milk. It's just the easiest because it's not so easy to find vegan milks in my country. So I just put a little bit of tahini with water, some fruits and the steamed nettles, and it's just the perfect start of the day.
Wow, that's amazing. That's so practical and simple, but obviously
and also benefits. Cheap, affordable.
That is a huge thing. Yeah. A lot of people struggle with food and paying for food, and there's also the struggle of finding that the healthy food is more expensive, and then what to do.
Especially in the country like Bulgaria, we're still a developing country in the European Union. We entered later than other countries. Mm-hmm. And like in Germany, it's very affordable to be eating plant-based. You can find everything sometimes even cheaper than eating a different type of diet. But in Bulgaria, people say, how can I eat this way? It's just, I cannot afford it.
Yes.
But then you can show that you can get a lot of nutrients and even more just by these few simple tips, like picking greens and
just wild greens growing. That's interesting. That's so good. Thank you so much for sharing those things. I'm sure that will be helpful for people. What I'm wondering now is, how has your experience with living a healthy lifestyle influenced your spiritual life?
Well, I've really noticed whenever I am really keeping these things, drinking water and doing exercise and eating this way, my mind is so much more clear. And also being in the sun, breathing fresh air, it's the best medicine, and also prevention against disease.
Yes.
And whenever I would neglect it for some reason, be it stress or too much to do, and I'll just forget or neglect it, I just see right away how my mind wouldn't be as clear when I sit and read my Bible or just any mental work. Actually, is much harder, takes more time to concentrate and understand things as out if I apply these principles during my day.
Yes.
So it's really clear connection.
Okay, you've noticed quite clear connection. It's helping you to be sharper, more spiritually as well as mentally. So that applies to everyday life in what you do too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Very good. Now, so if you were to meet someone, obviously you meet people a lot here in the center, people who are wanting to change their lifestyle, what kind of things would you tell them, I guess, that would be good strategies or principles to think about if they're wanting to make changes in their lifestyle?
Well, one thing would be to to apply principles gradually as they can, make it possible in their schedule.
Okay.
Like sometimes I put too high goals and then I get too disappointed and discouraged early. Mm-hmm. When if I put like more possible goals and achieve them one by one. So it's like starting up with one thing, one principle, one simple thing, like I'll drink 2 liters of water a day. Mm-hmm. When I create this habit and I make it without thinking too much, I can apply the next thing and then the next thing. And this way I will create these habits.
Yes.
One by one, and I'll build up to this lifestyle.
Okay, and eventually it'll be more and more successful with all the bits that I have.
Then having ups and downs, and eventually giving up too early from something that's really worth it.
Yes, okay.
We just have the persistency and
Yes, okay. I think that's a very good way to think about it.
One step at a time.
Yeah, perfect. Yes, yes. No, definitely, because we have a saying, I don't know if it's over here in Bulgaria, but in Australia, sometimes we have this saying and it says, you eat an elephant one bite at a time. In other words, if something seems so big, you just start small and you'll get there. So that's so encouraging for people. Yeah, which is exactly what you're sharing. I think that's great. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us your experience.
Thank you.
And your little bits of advice. We have been recording here on site at Center for Health Lifestyle Retreat in Bulgaria. And we've been talking with Rosie Erfurt. And she's been sharing her experience. And thank you so much for listening to this program, Healthy Living Around the World. I'm your host, Casey Butler. God bless till next time.